pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, everybody, for being here. Shahana, would you take your attendance?
Sure. Mr. Farley is present, Mr. Kevin Stroyan is present, Mr. Bob DiLorenzo is present, Mr. Roman Buonanno is present, Mr. Michael Williams is present. That's it.
Mr. DiLorenzo is present physically. We'll find out as the night goes on.
February 8th, minutes. Any comments or suggestions or changes?
I thought it looked good.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion in a second.
Is it February 8th?
February 8th.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor? So moved. February 27th. Is there any additions, corrections, or... And March 14th. These run into each other? Is that what happened here? Shahana?
No, we had a meeting with Eric before the...
Before, okay.
Yeah, before the meeting.
So the February 27th minutes, do we have any additions or corrections to those?
I didn't see any.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor? None opposed? So moved. March 14th, to include the meeting over, should this actually be in the minutes? This is a public safety portion of the committee?
Yeah, I thought it was a little different, but I guess if you want to keep it just for record, I'm not going to really object to it.
Okay, so given the fact that we understand that the public safety meeting was before and is included in the March 14th minutes, do I have any comments about the March 14th minutes?
Not for me.
Does that mean I have a motion to approve?
I'll give you a motion to approve.
Okay.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor? So moved.
Aye.
All right, we have a conditional use application, and are you the only representation to that? Okay. So because we're a public meeting, the recorder is on, and the Zoom is on?
Zoom is on, but I'm not recording. I'm recording in this one, in this one.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, sir, but if you'd step to the mic and introduce yourself and give us a rundown of what you're, why you're here, then we'll...
Hello, I'm Scott Keener with Milford Equipment Rentals. I'm looking at putting my machines down on 139 Route 6 in Milford. The lower lot would be storage for the machines. The house would be the office. Traffic probably would be 5 to 10 customers a day. Looking at the lower lot would be, you'd enter from Milford Hills, and then the office also Milford Hills.
And your entrance is off of the road going up to the back?
Yeah, the Route 6, I'm going to block off.
Okay, so for just for clarity, there are not two separate lots there. There's only one lot. So I don't want it to be confused that we're talking about two separate lots. And I notice in your narrative you put it in that way as well.
No, one lot.
It's one
lot for, yes.
Well, no, right. He's right. You said no changes are being made to the property on the lower lot, so that sort of suggests there's two.
Yeah.
Right.
There's
and that's
one lot, correct.
Yeah, so how about the lower part of the same lot?
Yes.
Right. So just for clarity, that's why I wanted to clarify.
Yeah,
that.
Because yep. You're right. I read it like two lots, too.
Right. No, there's only one. There's only one lot okay. There.
Correct.
So I just wanted to clarify that. The other thing that I wanted to clarify is there is an existing road for the old house, which you're referring to the upper lot.
Yeah.
That goes onto Route 6. Is that going to be blocked off or closed or
that
not
be
used?
That would be blocked off.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't want... You can't use that, obviously. Pull out with trailers and stuff.
Okay.
You mean on Route 6?
Yes.
So you would agree to make that a condition that you'll close off that entrance?
Yes. Yeah, I plan on closing it off regardless.
Okay. So...
Then you're gonna, okay. Do you have a, does he have a highway occupancy permit for that?
I don't, because it's coming off Milford Hills Road.
I don't know. Do you have the highway occupancy permit for six? You must, right?
No.
You don't know?
No.
How about for the one on Milford Hill?
No.
Milford Hill is
private. Milford Hill's private road.
It's private road.
Private road? Not a township road, nothing?
No, Milford Hill is a private road that.
A development or something, or?
No, that goes up to the old school that was on the hill.
Yeah, but who maintains it? Who plows it? Who does it?
It's between me and the school owner. He currently has been maintaining it.
So there's something there that says you're to share the cost, or is it just two gentlemen agreeing?
No, because I just bought the property. I own the lower part of the road, but there's no agreement for maintaining that road. Which we could put some together.
I'm just asking to see how.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Because you're now gonna drive trucks up there, right? To the higher part to pull in from the.
No, the trucks will be in the lower part. So about 150 feet up to the machines. The upper part is the office.
Oh, where you have that 28 foot?
Correct.
So you're gonna create that?
For what?
That 28 foot, is that already in existence, or you're gonna create it?
That's there right now.
Oh, it is?
There. We'll have to put gravel and everything like that.
So you started work, and I see the work has stopped. What's the reason for that?
So I didn't realize I needed to have an erosion plan in place.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought.
I now have one in place. Yeah.
Who came up to you, Pike County? Conservation?
Yes. Yeah, she called me.
Yeah.
I believe her name was Marianne.
Yeah. Mariana.
Mariana, she was very nice. So she was helpful. She said that on her end, I have everything set up. I have the erosion report. And speaking to Sean, I'll wait until I get a firm go ahead from anybody to do anything, like spread gravel and tamp it down.
Well, I don't know about the rest of the board, but if you have a soil and erosion plan that's acceptable by the conservation district, then you're not putting any machinery or buildings or doing anything there. Do we have anything to say about that? We have nothing to say about that.
Just in lot coverage. That's probably what Sean's referring to.
Yeah, but he's not putting anything on the line except.
No, if he's putting the stone down and creating the pad for the machines. That's what Sean would be looking at. I just know.
Okay. Well, you don't have a problem waiting until you have a permit, or do you?
No, I mean,
okay. All right.
You gotta do it right.
Okay. So, so in your narrative, you don't, all that you mention is smaller equipment and mid-sized equipment. You don't mention trucks, trailers, the rest of the ancillary equipment. Is that going to be up by the office? And that's going to be, are you?
Yes, so one truck will be on site. That would be parked up by the office. That has a trailer hooked up to it, obviously. And then that would be it for that. All the equipment, I don't plan on going over 13,000 pound excavators.
Are you talking about the trucks? You're talking about the dually?
Yeah. Which I drive that.
Not a big truck.
It's not a.
It's a pickup truck.
I don't have any dump trucks, and I'm not going to get any dump trucks.
How many excavators are you going to have on site at one time?
Right now I have 5 mini excavators. I'd like to get up to 8 to 10.
So, here's the way the Planning Commission works, okay? And correct me if I'm wrong, you guys. With a conditional use hearing like this, what we want to be sure that the applicant understands is that you ask for as much as you think you're ever going to use on the property.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be able to say that's good or that isn't good from our perspective, so that you don't have to come and redo this again if somebody looks at what your permit is or what you, so the clearer picture that you can give us everything that you're going to want to do is the better way, because what we'll do is then we'll list a list of what should be reasonable conditions that you need to stay.
So are you talking about right now equipment wise what would be
I think it would be safe for you to be a little specific about the numbers and sizes of machinery that you think you're going to have, how many trucks you think you're going to have, where you're going to put them, the The hours of operation are pretty clear.
Yep.
And you're asking for those hours of operation, so you're putting yourself in a position with that. So, and the number of employees that you think that you're going to have. So if you're going to add substantially to the number of equipment that you're going to be renting out, the 5 to 8 trips a day from customers might not be reasonable.
I would think that's still being busy. Most of the stuff I do is homeowners delivery, so they don't have the trucks or anything to pick it up.
You're going to be doing that. So then how many trips a day are you making then?
Besides
the 5 to 8, you're doing that many again yourself?
Yeah, that's like 5 to 8 customers. I would say probably on a busy week, 12 deliveries. So you're looking at, one trip piece, 20. 24.
But you're not going past anybody else's house or anything, are you? You're going right on from your house to Route 6, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So you're not really going through anybody's neighborhoods or
no.
anything?
No. No.
No, straight to wherever the machine's going.
Right. And I guess, just to catch Bob's, with all the equipment you're going to put, are you going to have to put gravel everywhere you're going to put a machine, or can it be on the dirt?
Well, no, I would put gravel on top of that lot.
Is that going to be considered?
He's got plenty of property to
see what you're doing. Yeah. What you're doing by compacting the entire property is you're making impervious surface. Yeah.
Well, it's only it's not compacted. 0.4 acres. That is 0.4 out of 4 acres.
Okay.
So the property is 4 acres, 3.67 acres.
Yeah.
30%.
The lot area is like 0.2 or 0.3 acres.
Oh.
Where the machines will be.
Yeah. Right, but you've also got impervious by the house. You've got a big parking area up there.
They're
as well.
They're going to count the house.
You're going to count everything that you have that's on.
I mean, the house parking area is not big, but no. With the house is there.
That's the percent.
Yeah, nothing will be done up there. That already 65? Has a.
It's up to. It's a, no, it's.
No, I don't think he'll reach.
Yeah, 65.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll reach anything.
He'll go to 75 with the permission of the supervisor. He's not even close to 65%.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't. That's why I'm asking. But I didn't know we counted. Yeah, but let me ask you, if I have loose gravel, that's not considered.
Compacted, right?
Compacted.
If you're driving on it, I don't know. Some people
right.
consider it, some people don't.
I never did. Okay. Well, at least consider it, and if you're still using
even with
it,
that, even if you compacted good. That whole area, he's parking the equipment.
Going to compact
still
it.
Still wouldn't be 65% of the
okay.
Price.
Right.
Right.
So you're good.
Right.
It's in a wash away. It's not going anywhere.
Subject to interpretation. That's why we want to pick this all yep. apart while we're here.
What he was talking about is you putting together a wish list.
Yep.
So
right.
I already have
right.
it. I can put it on paper.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you need to, because at the hearing you're going to be.
Yep. I can put every machine.
See,
and then you're going to be held in those conditions. I also as a condition the maximum
yep.
equipment you think you're going to have. Not
yep.
The, not the smallest, but the most.
Does yeah. Any,
I'm just asking. Does anybody care? I mean, in his defense, he wants people to see the equipment from
right.
the highway. Yeah. There's no requirement. You have to screen that, isn't
no.
it? Okay.
And not
so.
The highway.
No.
And not the.
Okay.
And there's nothing so. Behind them, nothing to the side of them.
So
that'd
be
my next question. Who's on the side of it?
No, the mountain.
Oh, okay.
There's one residential lot on one side of them, and then the other is the mountain. So.
Okay.
But that's a development was. So you have no machines over 8 ton. Is that what you said? 16,000?
Yeah, my biggest one right now is 13,000 pounds.
I think the closest house is probably at least 300 feet away.
Yeah. So.
Nothing over 8 tons?
No.
Okay.
And you're not going to need anything over that, right?
No, I don't plan on doing that. And that gets into
then there gets a problem with who's renting them.
That's it. The 13,000 and under.
You give them that big a machine and they. Then there's a whole other. It's
specific.
A whole other set of insurance stuff for him. And
oh, okay.
So
okay.
it's his, to his advantage okay. to keep
yes.
him smaller.
Okay. I figured there was something there that the
right.
lawyer wouldn't know,
right.
but the contractor
right.
does. Okay.
Right.
No.
I could tell.
Better
the way
to stay in that popular area of machines.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
I knew there was a reason.
Getting that big a machine, you probably ought to.
Okay.
Be having somebody else out.
So
there.
Then the condition, we just say, under.
No excavators over eight tons.
8 tons, 16 tons. Okay.
Right. So,
okay.
But you're gonna do small excavators, large excavators, rollers. What kind of
tractors? wood chipper. Man lift.
What now?
A man lift. Like a...
Yep,
like
I know.
A genie. Yeah, well, probably the Toby Hines style. Yeah. No, nifty lift.
Okay. So, do you have an idea of the number of each or the total number of equipment or...
Yeah, I do have an idea. I would say the total number would be of machines like that, 25 and under.
Okay, so
of
no
everything.
Of the not the small stuff like chainsaws and stuff like that.
But the chainsaws and those kind of things are going to be kept in your office.
Correct.
They're not. Let's deal with what's just in the open.
Heavy machine wise, 25 and under.
Is total that your machine max? If it's a good year,
that's
what
my wallet says right now.
Huh? I know, but as Kevin would tell you, as you're doing it, try to think forward.
Yeah.
So if things are really good, and given what you have, what do you think your max would be? He gives good advice on that with the conditions.
I mean,
take the most you can.
That doesn't matter now.
In a perfect world.
Because if you get money later on and you want to add to it, you can add to it.
So don't think of present. If you're doing really well and the economy's booming and you're running a lot, what do you think the max that property could handle?
The max that could handle on the smaller machine wise?
25 is probably about it anyway.
No. You could fit comfortably more machines and still have room. I mean, they're not, a lot of the machines are small.
30?
No more than that. I mean, look at what, I know Bobcat has a bigger layout over
35?
There. 35? Probably 50. I mean, rollers are 5 foot long.
Oh, you're counting everything.
Everything, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have.
So but is that practical at this point in time?
No. No, I mean, if I got to that point, I would come back and reapply and be a happy man, because I mean, I grew very fast.
Split the difference.
Yeah, I mean, I guess 35. Yeah, it's a lot of machines. I mean, it's me. I plan on maybe getting one other guy. I've had businesses with employees. I've had plenty of employees. I don't want to go that route. I had 47 employees at one time with 3 Mako body shops. Don't want to do that.
So that
but I
was,
do plan on maybe down the road getting one or two guys.
Okay, so then what your maximum employees besides yourself would be two?
Two and me, yeah.
Okay.
So two employees.
And are you going to have somebody in the office? Would you have office help?
No, that would be the person pretty much running the yard and everything like that, because the way that sits, like, customers aren't coming in all the time. It's not like that. So they have time to do multiple things. I wouldn't have a dedicated office person.
3 total employees?
Yeah.
Does that, then that includes you?
Yeah.
Hours of operation are 8 to 5, Monday to Friday, 9 to 1 on Saturday. Is that what I remember?
Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. And the truck and the trailer and those things would be put up on the other lot, or they're going to be put on the bottom with the machinery?
I mean, both. It's a Ram 5500, so it's not a big truck. Obviously, to load a machine, I would bring it down to the lower lot.
Right.
You
probably have a bunch of trailers, though, if you're moving this much equipment.
I have one trailer that I use.
One?
One trailer. I have other trailers that are out actually on rental for seasonal rentals.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to use one trailer, yeah.
Okay, so are those seasonal rental trailers going to wind up on the property?
They would come back, yeah. There's
Are they going to be in this 35 count?
Yeah, there's two additional trailers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be beating you up.
No, just ask away. I'll answer the best I can. I'm not trying to hide anything here. You guys are going to see it.
No, it's not that. I don't want you to forget something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get your money's worth.
Mm-hmm. So, are you standard rental besides equipment? Are you renting Hilties and chainsaws and all sorts of little stuff as well?
Not right now.
Is that something that you plan to
do?
Yes. Okay. And that would all be done under the cover on the upper portion of the lot?
Yeah, it's all small stuff, so I can't you know, leave it outside. I'd have, there's like a small garage on there. It's not going to be a ton of small. There'd be a couple of chainsaws, a couple of backpack leaf blowers.
So would you agree as a condition the small tools would be in the garage?
Yes, yeah. No, they won't be out.
All small tools and whatever that is, it is?
Yeah.
They'll be inside a structure.
Yeah, they're not going to be laying out. That's a, it's already people's steel machines.
Well, you've got a, he's got an open, a big open carport on that property too.
Yeah.
So is that going to be used or?
I mean, ideally down the road or something, I'd like to put up a small pole barn or cover that up.
Or enclose that?
Enclose that and put a garage door on.
You'd have to come back for
that. Then you'd come back for that.
Yeah.
Anything else, guys?
The only question I have is, I know you have other businesses too. Do you ever plan on bringing them and splitting that office up for use of them too? Or?
No, OC Realty is just me flipping houses. So that's just houses. I started an outdoor gear company. That's all e-commerce. So no, I don't plan on having any other businesses there.
E-commerce, you do that inside the house?
I do that in my, it's all online, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's just a word and send straight to Amazon and they do all the shipping and everything.
Good.
That's the way to do it.
I don't know, I'll let you know. I started last year. A lot of work.
So you've got one equipment trailer and you've got three out, you said?
Two out.
Two out?
Yeah.
But that's part of the 35, right? You can live with
yeah.
That. Right, but do you anticipate owning more trailers?
No, I'd like to get rid of the one I have now and get a different one and use that one trailer. Trailers take up too much space.
And well, that's what starts choking these yards up.
Yeah, no.
And,
no,
and you got to have enough room to get to them, too.
I want to have it clean with all the machines in space. You know, I don't want it to look like, obviously, a bunch of broken down machines, you know. And trailers take up a lot of room.
Yeah, The issue is that although it's only going to be seen from Route 6, if it looks really poor.
Yeah. No, I plan on the hillside.
So it may look presentable like a.
Yeah, I plan on the hillside.
Your product being so rented, you want to make it look nice.
And I plan on the hillside cleaning that up, you know, having Precision Landscaping just touch it up and make it look. He's got that huge amount of dirt cleaning that up. Just make it look better.
He started off out of his house, and his house is nice.
Yeah. No, I get it. But I mean, you're selling the product. You want all things.
You took, I love riding what I do.
You took everything down on the property. Are you going to round that up, get rid of that high bank, and are you going to re-excavate the whole property?
Well, the hillside is going to stay there, obviously, because I can't dig into that. But I'd like to pretty much clean that up, cut the stumps down, and whether I put some kind of flowers or something like that to come in and clean it up. And then he's got dirt piles up top. I'd like to cut those down and clean that whole area out.
Is that where you're at, those dirt mounds?
Hmm?
Is that what you're talking about? Those
top dirt mounds.
Yeah, between the lower piece and the upper piece. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
That was done for privacy because he was living there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're probably from the road 4 foot high.
Oh, yeah, or every bit of that.
Oh, okay.
So are there any other questions? This board doesn't feel a need to have a formal conditional use hearing on this?
Put a plus from planning?
Yep.
No.
We have that option, though, to do that. So no, we don't feel, we're just going to make a motion to recommend this to the supervisors with what conditions we think are appropriate, and then they can add whatever. Is that?
I would agree.
Yeah, that's fine. I get it.
Everybody's on the same page with that. So, I'm assuming you want me to do this?
Yeah, you kept the best notes. You asked the most questions. You kept the best notes.
All right. I don't know who's going to be willing to make the motion, but the motion should be that we'll move to not have a formal conditional use hearing, but would recommend this conditional use to the supervisors with the following conditions. There would be no excavators or mini excavators over 8 tons in size. The yard would include mini excavators, excavators, tractors, rollers, wood chippers, man lifts,
skid steers,
those type of smaller to medium size equipment.
That's correct.
Not to exceed 35 in number, which would include 3 in-house trailers. Is that all acceptable?
Acceptable.
Okay. Total of 3 employees, operating hours as per the applicant's request, 8 to 5 Monday to Friday, 9 to 1 Saturday. Small tools and the like for rental would all be inside a building, and the applicant agrees to close off the old driveway that comes onto Route 6. Is there anything else that anybody else?
Sounds like it.
No?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
You're good.
All right.
Good.
So
what would be my next step?
Your next step is to go to the
next supervisor meeting.
The next supervisor's meeting would recommend a conditional use hearing. So the sooner you get to them, the sooner you can start doing this. So their next meeting is next week, right? Next Monday night, 7 o'clock.
Do I have to make an appointment or just show up?
Ask to be on the agenda. Your secretary's right here. You ask to be put on the agenda, and then they could set, and I don't want to speak for them, but they could set a conditional use hearing for their next meeting.
Yeah. Are they going to be there for Easter Monday? No. So it'll be Tuesday.
Did you move it to Tuesday?
No, it's on Monday.
Easter Monday?
Monday is Easter.
No, Sunday.
Monday is the holiday for Easter.
No, but the office is closed on Friday as well.
Right. Good Friday is
so they're open.
Okay, yeah, right. Then Monday, yeah.
Yep, so Monday, and then Monday, supervisors seven. Supervisors is the first and third Monday.
So, right. So how about Kev? He's officially asking to be placed on the agenda as we speak, right?
Yeah. Yep, okay. Yep. Officially okay. Asking to...
Okay, so put him on.
Right. So officially asking to be on the supervisor's agenda for Monday.
Is here, obviously, too.
Yes. And then they, if they're willing, and I think they will be, to schedule a conditional use hearing for the third Monday.
All right. Very good.
So that would.
Thank you, everyone.
Well, thank you.
Pleasure meeting you all.
Well, we're glad to see young business people getting going in Milford. That's good.
Trying, right?
Okay.
Thank you.
So should I write the letter to the Board of Supervisors or you? Or you? Should I write it?
Well, you can type it up and have him sign.
You can type it up and just have Kevin sign it.
The conditions.
With the minutes, right? You can do it with the minutes.
You can do it with the minutes or you can do it with the. You can do it with a letter. However you, as long as these items are included.
You know what, do the letter because the minutes won't be approved in time, so they'll could argue.
Yeah, do the letter.
Do the letter.
Okay.
Because the minutes won't get approved.
Do you have the conditions then?
Yes.
Okay. Comprehensive plan update, Bob?
Last time I went over, everything was good.
So a motion to
move
it?
The supervisors are good with it at this point.
Yeah, as far as I know, everybody's good with it. Did you guys have a chance to look it over?
I see we have a big crowd tonight concerned about it, too.
It was on the agenda. We've been...
Oh, it was advertised.
Yeah.
It's,
it's advertised for tonight.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Obviously, I haven't had time to reread it, but I wasn't reading it again anyway. It should be the way it was left.
A couple little footnotes and those things were added, right?
That was the only thing that...
No, it's not Lake Pike County, see, Garrow Carroll. Yeah, they had the same thing. He took it and he... Jason actually took this to...
Yeah, I saw that. I read that. Right.
So...
You're pretty happy with it.
Good.